This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Happy Friday out there. We're off and rolling. August 29th, 2025 is the date. Welcome into the Gabe Kuhn Show. I am your host, Gabe Kuhn, on X at G_Kuhn71. Alongside, as always, executive producer of the Gabe Kuhn Show, that would be Connor Dunning on X at C Dunning 929. Connor, you ready for the weekend?
Oh, I'm ready for the weekend, yes, sir.
Labor Day weekend.
Labor Day weekend. Off on Monday.
A little extra time.
And let me tell people, if they're looking for some music over the weekend, Speaker Girl dropped their newest single, Paper Thin, which we will be playing at 4:30 right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show.
But is that right? I haven't heard it yet, so I'm going to be surprised.
I've been holding it back. We got it recorded. It's ready to go for 4:30, the intro song. Go check them out at Speaker Girl Music on Instagram, Spotify, Apple Music, Paper Thin.
Yeah, we have
newest
a lot,
single.
We have a lot to discuss. Week one of college football. It's already started. And last night, USF. How about it? 34-7 over Boise State, number 25 team in the country.
I think Ashton Jeanty deserves a retroactive Heisman.
Can we go back and give him Heisman? Can we do that?
I've always been here.
Honestly. So we'll talk about that. We'll talk about the weekend slate. Lee Corso going to have his last show. And we'll talk about it in the Blitz as well. Fox has talked to ESPN and got the rights to throw up his last headgear sort of segment. So we will get to that. In the NFL, we're experiencing, I mean, I don't know how to put it, a fallout from the Micah Parsons trade that was heard around the world.
Stories are being told.
Of course, 4 years, $188 million after being traded to the Packers from the Cowboys. And yes, stories are being told. Jerry had his press conference today. Not only did he call Micah Parsons Michael, but he gave the excuse that we need to stop the run. That was why he traded Micah Parsons. We'll get to that. We will discuss that. But as far as the show is concerned, we have David Cobb at 5 o'clock. 5:30, we'll get you some picks with Lee Sterling. And then 6 o'clock, we'll get you some NBA and some Grizzlies talk with Parker Fleming from Sub-Sac Elitist. Trip around the NFL, move to 4:30, Blitz at 6:30. That's the show for you. But South Florida, how about it? This entire offseason, when we're talking about the American Conference, I have been at least throwing out Alex Golish and South Florida as a team to watch. I have. But one thing that I hadn't seen yet is the breakthrough. Byron Brown had a good freshman season, their quarterback. He comes back for a sophomore season, did not look that great, a bit of a sophomore slump. USF still at least solid, a team to watch last year. But this year, they open the season winning 34-7 over Boise State. And my biggest takeaway from that game is, my God, Boise State misses Ashton Jeanty so heavily. They tried to put on a brave face. Oh, we feel good about our running back room. Even though we lost Ashton, our offensive line's back. We got a lot of returning starters up there. Sire Gaines and Malik Sherrod are going to get it going for us. They didn't at all. They didn't. And the truth of the matter is, if Boise State is going to play the same style of ball with Maddox Madsen that they did last year with Ashton Jeanty paired with Maddox Madsen, they cannot turn the ball over like they did last night. They can't. They possessed the ball for 46 minutes. They held on to the ball. They outgained South Florida in a 34-7 loss. But if you're going to be that vanilla, if you're going to be a run-the-ball, play-action team, you can't turn the ball over at all. But on the South Florida side, I was impressed mostly with the defensive side of the ball. They stopped the run. They were physical. Most physical defensive front I've seen since probably the Willie Taggart era when I was in college. They have some dudes. And with South Florida, maybe I'm going a little bit off the wall here, but I am looking at their next two games as games that could be interesting. They play number 15 Florida coming up next weekend, and then they'll have number 10 Miami. Both those games on the road, so it's going to be very tough. But this South Florida team proved to me that they are for real last night. I was very impressed.
It was a really interesting game for a few reasons. One, you wanted to see what Boise State looked like without Ashton Jeanty, and they just looked terrible, out of sorts, didn't really have an offense at all. In the first quarter, they looked okay because, you know, they had the lead 7-0, and then the rest of the game, they just got their teeth kicked in. It was kind of nuts to watch, absolutely insane to watch. But another thing that was interesting, and you talked about it a little bit yesterday, for Memphis, you're kind of rooting for USF in that football game because
absolutely.
You want them to knock Boise
anybody
State
in the
off.
American, Tulane.
Right.
The proof that this win sort of put forward is the idea that the American is still the Group of Six conference at the top when it comes to who can get into the playoff, where they'll be ranked. They're the best of the rest.
Yeah, it was the enemy of my enemy is my friend situation with USF going up against Boise State. But at the same time, it did also feel like a warning shot in a way to the rest of the American conference, especially a school like Memphis, because you're going to now have to compete with USF, who looks ready to make a potential run this season to try to get to that college football playoff. I think, though, after the performance that Boise State showed against a team like USF, I think they're probably out of the running completely now after getting their teeth kicked in. I'm not sure.
Let's wait. Let's wait
dude, that's
to see what the American
–
I get it. Let's see what the American does from a if they cannibalize each other. And also, the Mountain West doesn't impress me at all. So, like, I still am not going to count Boise State out from winning the Mountain West and having an opportunity.
Do you think that I just don't know if Boise State's going to have enough, man. It's just, they looked rough.
Yep.
Rough in that first game.
And listen,
and like, are they going to be, because it's like, are they going to beat Notre Dame?
I was going to say, to me, there's another loss out there.
That's my point. Is like, I
on
think
on the road at Notre Dame, they ain't winning.
If they lost this game close and then lost to Notre Dame, and the American cannibalized itself, then I think that there might be a path. It's just losing this way to
even
USF.
Even if they won the rest of their games, it went 10-2, and USF, Notre Dame are their only losses. They win the Mountain West. It's an uphill climb.
Right.
And like,
that's
the American,
saying.
You'd have to have, at the very least, a three-loss team winning the conference.
Yeah.
That's what you'd have to have for Boise State to really have a running the college football playoff. But I'm saying I'm not closing the door on Boise State being a good team this year.
Oh, no, they might be
still
a good team. I think
9-10 wins,
right.
Winning the Mountain West is still on the table for them. But what this did, it shows proof that the American, at least until the Pac-12 comes along next year with their eight members, the American is still the class of the group of six.
Right. That's exactly what I was saying.
As much as we trash it, they're still the class. And I know that we talk about resources all of the time when it comes to the University of Memphis and the expectations that have been created. But South Florida, I don't know if you've been reading about them, seeing reports about them lately. They're spending more than anybody on in football.
Ryan talked about it yesterday.
This was from Chris Vanini's story. Three American Conference sources told The Athletic recently that South Florida is outpacing its league peers when it comes to the football roster budget, which is believed to be in the $8 to $10 million range. And that's well above the expected ceiling for any other team in the American. And they have a new stadium coming in soon. They'll have that done here in a couple of years. They're investing heavily. And I hate to say it, if they have like that unbelievable year, like they're going to be on a very similar playing field when it comes to getting into a power conference, elevating themselves as Memphis right now. I think Memphis is ahead. There's no doubt about it. Recent success, investment into the programs, FedEx deal, that all helps. But South Florida is catching up and catching up fast.
Yeah, last night felt like their coming out party. They have certainly arrived this season, and it was one of those victories where I thought they had a chance to win the game. I did not expect that game to be the blowout in the fashion that it was. Like, that first quarter was sloppy, ugly football, and I thought it was going to be like that the rest of the game. And then
South
second
Florida,
quarter happened, you're like, oh, this is over.
I had South Florida plus 5.5. I did not expect that. I did not expect that in the slightest. Now, I will say, I was impressed with their defense. And offensively, they didn't turn the ball over. They played a relatively clean game, I guess, although it looked out of sorts at times. Byron Brown runs around a lot and tucks and runs pretty quickly. But offensively, I wasn't nothing to really hang my hat on last night.
I think the key is trying to make him throw as much as possible.
Yeah, they to me, South Florida just took advantage of Boise State's mistakes.
Yes.
That's why they won the game. They got outgained. Offensively, their best plays really were, off schedule and off platform. Like the Byron Brown 23-yard run to start the scoring, to take the lead 10-7. Like, it was a lot of that. That's how they did their damage offensively, which obviously that poses a threat that's tough to deal with when you have a guy that has legs like Byron Brown. But offensively, I wasn't all that impressed. Although there's definitely the bones and a really good offensive coach in Alex Golish there that could take this thing to another level.
Yeah, I mean, Boise State gave them four fumbles. They lost three of them, and South Florida took advantage of every single one of them. They took advantage of the extra possessions that they had, and they punished Boise State. Absolutely punished them.
I still can't get over the time of possession in this game. It's absolutely insane. 36 minutes for Boise State, 23 minutes for USF.
It's 34-7.
And it's 34-7. If you're going to be a ground control, ball control, run the ball, play action team without Ashton Jeanty, you cannot make any mistakes. Any mistakes. All right, now elsewhere, we did have another American Conference team in action. East Carolina stuck in there against NC State. The American had a good. The American had a good night.
The A.
The A had a good night. I will say that. But East Carolina stayed in that game against NC State. It was 24-17 was the final score. My favorite that I was watching last night, because we didn't get to play the sound, but I'm sure people have seen it by now. But Trent Dilfer at UAB.
Holy crap!
He said earlier in the week that it's going to be a big-time atmosphere, just, a protective stadium. It's going to be absolutely rocking. And he did make the comment, I think that the other team's going to have probably more fans in the stadium than us, than UAB. You know who they were playing? Alabama State, 7-5 FCS team. Now, they're a decent FCS team. They're not the worst, but that's insane to me. UAB... big struggle win. Huge struggle win. They were down by 11 at one point in the game. And then in the second half, they started to open it up. They scored 35 points. They won 52 to 42 against Alabama State, but the defense was miserable. Offensively, they were fine, but you have to take into account who they're playing. Alabama State's quarterback, Andrew Bodie, got after them. 18 for 24. Like, this stat line is just, it's ridiculous. 18 for 24, 312, four touchdowns, no interceptions, 16 carries, 119 yards, and a touchdown. Accounted for five touchdowns, didn't turn the ball over once. Trent Dilfer, I knew it wasn't going to work out when he was hired. But the way that program has devolved post Bill Clark, and they you know, ended the program there for a while, it's miserable. Terrible.
Did you see
Trent Dilfer's not made out for this? And every time I see him do a press conference, I don't know if you feel this way. Every time I see him do a press conference, it seems like a guy that's just miserable.
He seems like a baby.
Yeah, he complained about Memphis and, you know, the amount of money everybody else is spending.
I don't believe a word he says.
But either way, like, he just looks miserable.
Yeah.
In this era, if you're UAB, try something new. They should have already tried something new, but they gave one more year to Trent Dilfer, and it's not a good start.
Giving up
42 points to an FCS team and letting a quarterback do that, 312, four touchdowns passing, 119 yards, one touchdown rushing.
Jacob Clark sent out a tweet last night, and I think it summarizes it pretty well. He said, "I'm quiet about UAB most of the time, but you know what? Screw it. These announcers always give Dilfer time because it takes time to turn a program around. What? My dad had UAB winning 9-plus games every year when they couldn't go to a bowl game. Show some respect for what we did."
This is Bill Clark's son.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dilfer, that's what I think bothers me about Dilfer, is he pretends as if there's never been any football success at UAB, and there's some Mount Everest for him to climb. We know that UAB has been successful in the past. I just don't believe a word he says. And if I was a football recruit coming out of high school, I wouldn't want to play for a guy like that.
Here's the thing,
I couldn't trust him.
At every turn, it's like he disrespects the program that he's the head of.
Yeah.
Remember, it was last year where he invited his kids up to the postgame presser, and he said, "We're not at Alabama or anything." I mean, you got to take the job seriously. You have to care. And, you know, he complains about money. He did that this offseason, talking about Memphis and Tulane and everybody else in the American. But, brother, you have to do your part to be able to make money, raise funds for your particular program. And there's plenty of people in Birmingham that would be willing to give him money if it was a good product. But it's a bad product that he disrespects. So why would anybody invest in that? It's a disaster. He is a disastrous hire at head coach.
I think I saw John Martin send out the tweet last night, and he's correct. It's really unfortunate that UAB didn't have enough money to fire him.
It's insane. All right, now Nebraska-Cincinnati. I was wrong. I'll give you that. I made my pick last night. I thought Nebraska would cover because Cincinnati, not a very good team. Just not a very good team. But Nebraska wins 20-17. And did you see the end of the game?
I was watching the game, yes.
41 seconds left. In field goal range to tie the game.
Might as well go for it.
And Brendan Sorsby, the quarterback for Cincinnati, throws just a jump ball, I guess is the best way to put it, up into the end zone. Nebraska picks it off, game over. His final stat line? 13 for 26, 69 yards, and an interception. Did not throw for a touchdown. He ran for a couple, but did not throw for a touchdown. 2.7 average throwing the ball. He's bad. Now, Nebraska's defense is tough and rugged, and we know Matt Rhule. That's where he focuses his time. Did it at Temple. You know, he's had a good run at creating some physical defenses that pose problems for other teams. But Brendan Sorsby might be the worst thrower of the football at a Power 4 school right now. I mean, it was horrid last night. They have no passing game to speak of.
First off, betting on Nebraska to not only win in a close game, but to cover in a close game, that's tough to do.
Yeah.
They've got to prove it. That's why last night did feel like a big win for Nebraska, because they won a close football game. They won a close football game, started the season.
Granted, against a terrible team.
But they still won a close football game. That's all that matters. We the record of their one-score games is absolutely insane. I think it's like 11-37 since 2017, yep, which is crazy.
Through multiple coaches.
Absolutely insane. So I do think that it was an important win from them, just from, you know, breaking that trend perspective. Why did he throw that football?
Because he's not a good quarterback.
Just dumb. It's not that he's a... He's just dumb. Throughout the game, his decision making was terrible. You make this. Your defense makes a great stop,
right,
to get you the ball back.
Right.
Your coach does an amazing job with his clock management to give your team the opportunity to get back into field goal range.
You have a chance to tie the game.
You have a gritty drive, get back into field goal range, send that thing into overtime. And you decide to take a shot at the end zone in double coverage? What are you doing?
And, of course, it gets picked off.
Dumbass. Just dumb.
100%.
I will say, though, Nebraska, like, I thought Dylan Raiola had some really good moments. Emmett Johnson was awesome in the game last night. And I will say, I think that my favorite player in college football is Corleone.
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
Absolutely incredible name. Dante Corleone. You know the dad was like, am I going to be able to get away with this?
The addition for Nebraska of Dane Key from Kentucky, I think, was massive. He had 6 catches, 51 yards, and a touchdown.
Yeah.
Dylan Raiola, I was impressed, and he got his win in front of his idol. Although, I think Patrick Mahomes left in the third quarter.
Is that true that he left early?
I think he left early, yeah. That's what it's being reported. That's what I've seen.
I can't lie, man. It's a little weird.
It's very weird.
The pregame stuff, how he runs out of the tunnel. Even him doing, like, the same hand signal, it's like, can we settle down, all right? Let's not pretend. I don't understand how people are seeing this. Really? If you had the opportunity, Dylan Raiola, you might wear his skin, all right? We can't leave Dylan Raiola and Patrick Mahomes in the same room by themselves. Something bad might happen to Pat.
Yeah.
It was weird. It was weird.
It's strange.
It's strange.
Very strange.
It's
and
very
even
strange.
Off the field, like the
shades, the outfit he wore. It's the same thing that Patrick Mahomes wears all the time.
But I'll give him credit.
But at least you're a good player.
Hey, good player.
Good player.
A very solid player. Last night, 33 for 42, 243, 2 touchdowns.
Do you see that Matt Rule is going to be
bad
on Pat McAfee every week?
He is?
Yeah.
He has his own podcast, too, that he's starting. I saw that. Matt Rule, he's got some personality to him.
I think so.
Yeah.
I like him.
Yeah. I'm okay with
I'm rooting for Nebraska.
I played his teams one too many times. I lost to his teams in college. I like him, but
Nebraska, it's been long enough where they are now in that territory where I just kind of feel bad for their fans because they're a loyal, big fan base that shows up, good or bad.
They still have the sellout streak going?
They might. Probably. I don't know. But I know that they basically took over last night. Absolutely took over that place.
Did you see my favorite? It was on the broadcast last night late. It was 4 minutes left or so in the fourth quarter. Did you see my favorite shirt from a Nebraska fan?
Yes, it's incredible.
We almost always almost win Nebraska football. That's what the shirt read.
Well done.
That's,
they're self-aware. I'm rooting for them.
Some are self-aware. This guy was self-aware.
I think most Nebraska fans are self-aware. I know somehow in my life, these fan bases,
I have a lot
of Lions fans in my life and a lot of Nebraska fans in my life.
I
and all of them are very self-aware of their team.
I don't know. Nebraska has the crazy. Every fan base has their crazies. Nebraska has crazies. They think that they should win national titles still. I mean, they're at that point.
Well,
they want to break through. They've been low for so long. They've been, you know, just trying to scrape by
with
the Big Ten.
With the resources they have,
I get it.
They should be doing that.
But there's still people out there that every single year, this is our year. We're going to break through. Ready to go. It was with Scott Frost,
I feel like
Matt
that's
Rule.
Died down significantly since Scott Frost. That first Scott Frost year was gross because they were freaking out. Well, we're going to win. I think Scott Frost, that era, really humbled the rest of them.
From a fan base perspective, tell me if you like or hate this comp.
Okay.
I think Tennessee fans.
Very much so.
And it's Nebraska fans are almost the exact same.
I think that might be
90s
why
natties.
I have so much sympathy.
A lot of
for
good
them.
History.
Yes.
Tennessee's gotten it going quicker here in the 21st century,
well,
no doubt.
They finally got the coach right.
Yeah. But I think they're almost exactly the same.
Very much so. The history of the teams, the records of the teams, the 90s success, and then this just
the
down
visions
period
of grandeur for a lot,
yes,
of, the fan base.
There's a part of the fan base that is absolutely delusional. There are a lot of comparisons that I think you can make with Nebraska and Tennessee. No doubt about it. I was talking to my dad about it last night.
Yep. So, you had this conversation last
night. Yeah, I have it all the time. Yeah, I've had it with the Nebraska fans in my life. I'm like, it's very similar. And just stay brave. Stay in it. I promise there's another side of it. Because I'm on that other side right now, and the sun is warm. Finally.
I hear you.
I went through so much hell with Tennessee football.
Well, speaking of which, how do you feel about Tennessee coming up this weekend? I think 14-point favorites against Syracuse, something like that.
I want to see what he looks like.
Our guy Joey Aguilar?
Yeah, last night at trivia, one of my fraternity brothers at Tennessee, he came up to me and he said, "I think that he can be better than Nico." And I was like, if he can just be
the
same stats as Nico.
Just don't turn the ball over like you did
Nico,
at App State.
Don't do two things. Don't turn the ball over, and don't overthrow guys. That's what Nico overthrew guys constantly. So I hope that Joey can be good. Just be good and let the rest of the team take care of business. Just be good. Don't turn the ball over. That's where we agreed on. We were like, as long as he just takes care of the football, if you can get close to what Nico had stats-wise, that's a win for me. I don't expect him to be better. I don't think he has to be better than Nico. Just don't turn the ball over and give your team an opportunity. And don't overthrow guys when they're wide open.
I think I like Tennessee this week. I want to see them play out
this season.
This is the one big concern I had about the Josh Heupel hire.
They've had a lot of injuries. That's what worries me.
The one concern I had about the Josh Heupel hire when it was made is, and we've talked about this, his offense is half-field reads, a lot of vertical passing. The run game isn't all that inventive. Even though last year was very good because you had really good running backs.
More personnel.
Good offensive line, yeah. It was the personnel. But especially in SEC play, once you get the book on them, on a Josh Heupel offense, once you see film and stack it up over the years, see their game plan week to week and the wrinkles they throw in there, I just think it becomes predictable. As long as you don't have coverage busts and you keep things in front of you, it's not that complicated to defend a Tennessee offense, and I think we saw the beginnings of that last year.
I don't expect them to be as good as they were last season. If they are, I think it'd be a bit of a surprise. I still think that they have a chance to make the college football playoff. They could be in the mix. I don't know if I expect the same level of success as last season.
It was college football playoff last
right
year.
Like that's a huge, huge deal. Now, I will say yesterday was a great day for Tennessee football. They got keys to flip from LSU to Tennessee.
Yeah.
Big win. And did you see he cited the coaching staff? A little bit of a shot,
but did
maybe
you see the bad news? You didn't see the bad news?
What's the bad news?
Jermod McCoy.
Yeah, that's what I was talking. That's what I meant, the injuries. Yeah, yeah. When I mentioned the injuries.
Yeah, okay, yeah. Yeah. Jermod McCoy is going to be out for the first couple of games.
Yeah, first couple of games.
And he should be a first-rounder next year, as long as the injury doesn't inhibit that. But I like them this weekend against Syracuse, just because Syracuse lost Kyle McCoy. They lost just about everything.
Just beat Florida and Alabama.
Steve Angeli came over from Notre Dame. He's going to start. He's not a slinger of the football like Kyle McCord.
This is one of those seasons where if you can just win on October 18th and win on November 22nd, I'll be happy.
Eight wins?
Eight or nine.
Eight or nine?
Yeah.
Who
do they beat?
That's a good question.
It's all about who. It's if you're getting below eight wins or eight, it's going to be about who you beat.
Yep, for sure.
If you have a season where you don't beat Alabama and you don't beat Florida, if you go 0-2 against them, that's a tough season. I swear, if they let Vanderbilt win a game this season, can't do it. That guy's talked way too much mess. Can't do it.
We love Diego.
I do. Oh. I have a lot of love for him, but don't let him win. Don't let him win. Don't prove him right.
Yeah, what do you say on the SEC football
We're the Netflix show in Tennessee or something like that.
We can beat Tennessee any given Saturday.
Yeah.
Yeah. So there's that. There's that. And Vanderbilt, as he said this offseason, is, you know, they're just a little bit of investment off from taking over the SEC.
They're the biggest show in Nashville, Gabe.
Sure. Sure. All right. Now, we need to get to some NFL. We'll take a trip around the National Football League when we return right here on the Gabe Kuhn Show 92.9.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
FM ESPN. Let it run for a little bit. Oh, I dig it. Love it. Back in on the Gabe Kuhn Show, 92.9 FM ESPN. Speaker Girl bringing you back from the break. What's this new single called?
This new single is called Paper Thin by Speaker Girl. You can find them on Instagram at Speaker Girl Music. They are on Spotify, Apple Music, anywhere you can find music. They're also on YouTube. Go check them out. They have a show coming up at Java Cabana on September 5th at 7 p.m. But yeah, their second single has just dropped.
It's got to be hilarious, though, when you play music around your friends. Because usually when you like bring up, oh, my brother has this band, or my brother raps, or you know, does all this, you play the music and everybody's like, oh, this is great! So, even though it absolutely sucks, this is phenomenal.
This is great. It is. I take a lot of pride in it. I'm a very proud big brother. It's funny because that is exactly what happens. Is they've been doing this for a little bit over a year now, and they have shows around the city of Memphis all the time. They're working on new music right now, which is very exciting, but I always invite my friends, and now they have a pretty big crowd that likes to go to their shows. A lot of them are my friends that like to go, but every single time one of them comes for the first time, it's always about two or three songs in. They'll
like,
lean over and
good?
Go... oh, they actually kind of rip. And I'm like, yeah, man, I wouldn't ask you to come if they weren't very good. So, yeah, no, Speaker Girl's great. Colin plays the bass. Max is their lead singer. It's just they're fantastic. Huge fan of them, and I'm excited to see what they do coming up. They have two more songs that they'll be releasing here in the next few months.
For sure. All right, now let's do what we do. Let's get to a trip around the National Football League. Connor, hit the music. Well, the Dallas Cowboys, we know what happened yesterday. It took over our show. It took over the show. Dallas Cowboys traded Micah Parsons to the Packers. And the Packers paid him 4 years, $188 million. $47 million per year, $136 million guaranteed. And Jerry Jones, as he does, spoke on it today. Couple of things. One, Connor, he called him Michael. Called him Michael. Now, you could make the case he was trying to make a dig at Micah Parsons by saying his name wrong. You could make that case. But I really want to have this conversation beyond Jerry Jones having his hands all over the organization, not ever going to fire himself as the GM, makes bad personnel decisions, even though he's got some good guys in his corner. Will McClay, their VP of player personnel, a great drafter. I think Stephen Jones, his son, I think he's pretty good at it. Beyond all the bad decision-making, I really want to have a conversation about his mental acuity and his mental health at this point in his life. He's old. I don't think he was trying to make a dig at Micah Parsons. I think he just genuinely forgot his name, just like he forgot the amount of games he missed last year. He said six, and it was four. He makes too many mental mistakes to continually be able to make personnel decisions. And this is me being very genuine. I mean, he stage four cancer, he's not in good health. As you age, your mentals leave you. I think that's as big an issue and as big a part of the conversation as anything else. And it's unfortunate, but that is the truth. He also said, Connor, why he traded Micah Parsons, similar to Nico Harrison doing the when he traded Luka Doncic, oh, defense wins championships. Jerry Jones said, we need to stop the run. So that's him trying to say Kenny Clark is the missing piece. Yeah, you need to stop the run. There's no doubt about it. And you needed better D tackles. You didn't draft well getting Mozzie Smith from Michigan. And he hasn't really developed. And you've tried all these veterans that haven't worked out. But the truth of the matter is, you needed an edge rusher that could be a game wrecker. And if we've learned anything about Micah Parsons, not only is he great on pass downs, he's good on rundowns. He can get into the backfield. He can penetrate and get TFLs. Your run defense would have been just fine with Micah if you would have gotten a D tackle to pair with him. I think Kenny Clark would have been a good name to go after if you kept Micah. But now you have the D tackle that you like and you don't have your game wrecker. I keep referencing this, but I think it deserves repeating. Since Micah Parsons came into the league, when he's on the field for the Cowboys, their defense is first in EPA per play. When he's off the field, they're last, 32nd in EPA per play. I don't know what to say. If I'm a Dallas sports fan and Luka got traded and the excuse was defense wins championships, and Micah got traded, and we need to stop the run, that just feels like the seventh circle of hell from a GM perspective. We have bad decision makers with all of our major sports teams, maybe besides the Stars, but I can't believe he said that. I can't believe he said we need to stop the run. That's why we got rid of Micah and traded for Kenny Clark. I mean, what's your reaction to that, Connor? I can't believe it.
My reaction is Jerry Jones shouldn't be making personnel decisions for the Dallas Cowboys anymore. That's my main reaction, because It's there's a few things that and I people keep trying to go to bat for the Cowboys. And listen, $47 million is a lot of money.
And by the way, well, speaking of going to bat for the Cowboys, we'll bring up Kirk Herbstreit.
Yikes. Just later. The little engine that could, the Dallas Cowboys. Nonsense. $47 million is a lot of money. But do not look at me and say that it's some miraculous move or a good move for the Cowboys because they save money. It's the Dallas Cowboys. They can afford it. They don't need to be penny pinching. You had Micah Parsons, and I've also seen this take of, well, they draft really well. They did draft really well. You know who they drafted?
Micah Parsons.
Well, maybe they can draft one of those two first-round picks. Well, those two first-round picks are coming from the Green Bay Packers.
Know, my favorite,
it's not going to be a top 10 pick.
My favorite pro-Jerry, pro-Cowboys position is, well, he's planning for the future. Micah Parsons is 26
years
old.
He's 26 years old. He's 26 years old.
What do you mean? Like, I can't think of a better piece to plan your future around, especially defensively. But let's get to the next topic. So I gave the Titans crap for having seven captains. Eagles broke the record. Eight captains. Jordan Mailata, A.J. Brown, Zach Bond, Saquon Barkley, Reed Blankenship, Lane Johnson, Jalen Hurts, and shout out my former roommate when I got to the University of Memphis, Jake.
Let's go.
I think he's been a captain for a couple of years now.
That's awesome.
But Jake got on there, but eight captains. We're going overboard. We're doing too much. That's the equivalent of like the leadership council that we were on with Justin Fuentes Memphis back in the day. You don't need to have that many captains. That is far too many. But you know what? I think all these guys are deserving of being a captain for the Philadelphia Eagles, but eight captains, come on. That's ridiculous. Oh, gosh. I was surprised to see this today, but Jabril Peppers, who has been a difference maker for that Patriots defense for some years now, has been released. Released, and this wasn't cut down day. This wasn't anything like that, but he had $4.32 million guaranteed remaining on his contract for this season. He started 85 games, 26 with New England, 500 tackles, 7 interceptions, 6 forced fumbles, 7 fumble recoveries in the NFL. I don't really understand it. I guess maybe it's a money savings thing. But Mike Rice, who is the ESPN NFL Nation reporter covering the New England Patriots, said that they feel pretty solid about their safety situation. There's a guy by the name of Jalen Hawkins, a rookie Craig Woodson, Kyle Duggar, of course, is a former All-Pro, and a guy by the name of Del Pettis that they feel comfortable with. So I guess Jabril Peppers just became expendable at that moment. But Jabril Peppers is going to be looking for a team. I'd imagine he gets signed soon. I saw this story, and I was hesitant to talk about it yesterday, but there was an Athletic report that came out yesterday, and ESPN's picked it up as well, about Jim Irsay, who passed not too long ago. Apparently, he had a drug relapse before he passed. And in digging into the story, reporters found that he found a doctor that was giving him 6 to 8 injections of ketamine per day. And if you ask any doctor, that is too many injections of ketamine. Ketamine can be used for medicinal purposes. There's no doubt about it. Chronic pain, whatever, what have you. Mental disabilities. It's a medicinal, it can be used medicinally. 6 to 8 injections per day of ketamine is not medicinal.
That's too many.
And that doctor who was doing that to a guy who's already in bad health, who was already in bad health, and has had drug problems his entire life, that guy needs to be held accountable. It's just insane to me. It's an insane story, and I'm assuming more is going to come out about it. New York Jets new GM, Mugay. He was talking about Justin Fields, his new quarterback. And he said that the Sam Darnold, Baker Mayfield path is the one that he wants him to follow. And I get that. Like, I completely understand that. But he's a completely different player.
those guys got into offenses where were pass happy with good offensive coordinators, with good head coaches, and they were able to make something happen. He's got a defensive-minded head coach, and I know we haven't discussed this, but did you watch him in the preseason, Connor? It didn't look good. Justin Fields does some things pretty well. He's got a good arm. He can be decent with his accuracy. He's got a good downfield ball. He can throw it short. But the intermediate concepts, which are so vital in an NFL offense, he can't really do. The posts, the digs, just not quite where he needs to be. But his stats in the preseason, 4 for 9, 46 yards. His final game in the preseason, which was the second game, he didn't play in the third game, 1 for 4 for 4 yards. I think
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He does need to follow that path if he's going to get to the point that he's a franchise quarterback. We will compare him to Baker Mayfield and Sam Darnold in the revitalization of his career. But am I wrong, Connor, for saying I don't buy it with Justin Fields?
I think
especially
it's fair
with
to be
the
skeptical.
Jets, especially with the Jets. This is his third offensive coordinator in 3 years, third new team in 3 years. Defensive-minded head coach. I just don't know if I can get on board that he'll be able to revitalize his career that way. But that will do it for a trip around the National Football League. We need to go ahead and get to our number two and leading us off to talk some week one of the college football season and what USF did last night to Boise State. We'll bring on David Cobb from CBS Sports. Stick around.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team. Rep your city. Rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.